Blog Talk Radio.
Goodness, am I on? Whew, yeah, I think so. Welcome to the show. This is Fernando on the Fernando Poniente Show. It's Friday night. It is 9 o'clock. So I would say move over, Jay Leno, or whoever. Who's that, the other guy, the old guy, David Letter dude? Let's get Winston on the other side. What's going on, Winston? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Can you hear me clear?
Yeah, I hear you pretty good. Yeah.
All right. So what is up, man? What is new? You got
nothing
snow
much.
Today? I heard you got some snow.
Yeah.
Probably melted off already, right? It's probably gone by now?
No.
Oh, it's still there?
It's still here.
First time seeing the snow down in Mississippi?
Yeah,
How's Brett Favre taking the snow?
I don't know.
No, he's used to that. Everyone's used to that. But, really excited about the, the Winter Olympics today. But it's sad thing that that's one of the Olympians actually died in the, while practicing on the, prayers and all that goes to that, individual and his family. So, the sad part also is they're not getting enough snow. I mean, they're buying or not making their own snow. I don't know if they're buying them, but they're making their own snow. If you go to CNN, Fox News, and sports channels, they're actually showing them, trucks by trucks after trucks, and go all the way up and go up in the mountains, and by the time they're doing a couple yards and actually it's kind of melting away. Because it was like upper 40s, I believe, the temperature today. I was watching the Stephen Colbert, a funny guy on Comedy Central, he's encouraging people to send snow to Vancouver. We should do that. We should.
Yeah.
I mean, you probably can send maybe a couple scoop, huh? You wish to?
Yeah.
Snow, put them in a package, send them to Vancouver. That would help.
Yeah.
I got probably a couple gallons.
Hey, Fernando, can I tell you right back? There's something wrong with my mic. I don't know what's wrong with it. I'm going to try to fix it real quick. I think it's a volume problem.
We'll show in a little bit. We'll be here. We're not going anywhere. All right, man. We'll
Bye.
Talk later.
No,
if you guys want to call in, if you want to talk about something, 347-884-8125. We'll be here till about 10 o'clock. It's about 6 minutes after the hour here. And if you want to chat, go to blacktalkradio.com / The Fernando Poniente Show. So make sure that, don't forget the in there, T-A-G. And we're here for ya. That was Winston on the Talk Time Radio. He was just, trying to fix something, but he'll call back right in. He'll call back in, a little bit here, hopefully. Talk. 347-884-8125. That is the number you're gonna call. I gotta sign into Facebook. Sign out. Out of Facebook here, and we should keep going. We're going to play some songs also. I don't know what kind of songs I have. Holy Man, actually, that's been a hit. People love the Holy Man, or Holy Man by Soapbox Project. To play that. If you have your own music and you want to, play it on air here in the Fernando Poniente Show, please do. Yes, email me, F as in Frank, poniente at gmail.com. Find me on Facebook. Just type in my name. You should be able to find there. And Twitter. I'm on Twitter. Twittering. I'm a Twitter doo doo and Tweeple, whatever you want to call them. At Great Inferno. It's GR8 Inferno. I should be there. So, and I'm not going anywhere. So what is new with you? What is new with the people? There's the Olympics going on today. I just mentioned this, as I mentioned earlier. Sad news and good news and more sad news. No snow. One Olympian died today. And I don't know. You know, things happen. What also? Auto show going on in Chicago. The annual auto show, actually. Yeah. I don't know where it is, but it's in Chicago somewhere. A lot of people, a lot of news and new thing coming out. Chevy Silverado HD 2011 coming out. That's a good buzz. The Volt. That's what Chevy Volt's coming out of here. Toyota's actually. I don't know if they're going to come up with some new cars. Yeah, they've been doing a lot of, you probably heard about that, you know, the recent recalls and all that, malfunctions in the pedals, gas pedals and everything like that. And also Honda's actually calling a couple thousand or something like that about their airbags. I don't know, but, you know, that's just their steps they have to take. You know, they don't want to get sued or anything. So, yeah, auto show. Check it out. Google it. Whatever you want to do that. And also sports. Hey, who's excited about March Madness? Hey? March Madness. I think you start talking about your brackets and all that. You know, it was a good thing. Last year I was I don't know. It wasn't okay for me. You know, brackets kind of fell apart because I always want to go with the underdogs, but doesn't seem to work all the time. They worked with the Saints. I mean, well, they were considerably underdogs. I mean that's Colts and Manning and all if you compare them. But anyway, they pulled it off. You know, Saints won the Super Bowl. That is right. I'm gonna do some on this date. Just bear with me here in a minute. Let me get. See, I forgot my list. So, we have to wait around here. We can play some songs later on too. So, keep an eye on it. Here we go. Here, and the intro for that. All right. On this day, today is what is it? February 12th, 1973, on this day, the first release of American prisoners of war from the Vietnam conflict took place. February the 12th, 1973, and February the 12th in 1809, we're going to go back, Charles Darwin, who, that dude originated the theory of evolution by natural selection, was born this day and actually died on April 19th, 1882. That's for humanity there. 1554, on this date, Lady Jane Grey, who had claimed the throne of England for nine days, was beheaded after being charged with treason. Yeah, back in the day, man, that's, get caught or charged with something like that. Headless. You'd be headless. Fast forward to 1870. Women in Utah Territory gained the right to vote. 1870. That's a long time ago. Whew. 1909, the National Association of the Veterans of Colored People was founded in New York. The NAACP, we call it. And 1912, Pu Yi, the last emperor of China, abdicated, marking the end of Ying, or how do you say, Q King Dynasty? Or Ying? I don't know. Prove me, I don't know. I'll have you call up and tell me. Tell me, how do you pronounce this? Q-I-N-G, or I would say King Dynasty. Maybe, I don't know. 1915, the cornerstones of Lincoln Memorial was laid in Washington, D.C. That's pretty cool, pretty cool. 2002, yeah, let's go fast forward there, 2002, the war crimes trial. Remember the former Yugoslav president, Slobodan Milosevic, began in the Hague. So that's in 2002, this day. And also 2004, on this date, defying California law, San Francisco officials began performing weddings for same-sex couples. And 2009, Republican Senator Judge Gregg of New Hampshire abruptly withdrew his nomination as President Barack Obama's Commerce Secretary in 2009. And we got to go into the birthday. Of course, Charles Darwin's birthday. There we go. I don't see. I need the. What do you call that? Winston, do you have any happy birthday song clip of, you know, music, whatever you have?
Yeah, I do.
You can probably sing. You know
yeah.
How to sing, right? All right, ready? Go. 1, 2, 3, go. Happy birthday to you.
That was pretty good.
Kind of
that's pretty good.
A late
oh,
song.
Yeah. The phone, yeah.
Late.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, birthday. Do you
yeah.
know anyone that's having a birthday or anniversary today, Winston? Who's having a birthday today? Any of your...
Oh, the... Let me pull up my list. Let me see here. Okay. What's today's date? The 12th. Nope. Don't know about it.
Nope. Man. All right. Whatever. Whoever's listening, if you somehow stumble on a podcast and start listening to this, and it's your birthday?
That's not possible.
Man, happy birthday. Huh? How's that
you
possible?
I mean, you don't stumble on Fernando Poniente's show. You had to be brought here. You know, you
had
to be allowed in.
Here.
You had to be allowed in. You had
like,
permission to come in.
You see that? You have
yeah.
a gun into your head. So on this day, the birthday is actually Bill Russell, you know, basketball Hall of Famer. Birthday today, 76. Happy birthday, Bill. And
yeah.
one of the member of the Doors, Ray Manzarek. Wow, he is 71. Woo! Man, my goodness. Yeah, and that's also Michael McDonald, the Doobie Brothers, remember? He turns 50
yeah.
today.
Mm-hmm, yeah, yeah.
Arsenio Hall, the actor, one of the... the black dude that does the America's Funniest Video now or something like that. Was that Arsenio Hall? Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he's 55. Oh, man. Woo! And also, China Phillips.
Look
out. Wilson Phillips turns 42 today. And also, Jesse Spencer, an actor, her from The House. So, she turns 31. And those, my friends, are all the birthdays. Happy birthday to those people. Man, give your All right, dude. I like that. So, anyway, on this date, and where are we going to go? Oh, yeah, the news. Dun, 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 dun. What is the news today? Oh, yeah, that's, I'm going to talk about the Olympics. What do you think about that, man? What do you think about the Winter Olympics? You know, they do that every 2 years, right? That's close to the Summer Olympics, which is every 4 years, correct? If I'm not mistaken. Right? Obama, I mean, I was going to call you Obama. But right, Winston? Yeah? But anyway, Toyota factory actually recalling again. 8,000 Tacoma pickup trucks are doing it right now.
What else is that?
The Tacoma.
Just kidding.
The Toyota Tacoma. Do you own a car? Do you drive? Does your parents or whoever your friends drives Toyota? What do you guys drive?
Nope.
What do you like to drive, huh?
I don't drive.
I mean, what is like? Are you guys a Chevy family? Are you guys, Honda?
We're the Jeep family.
The Jeep family, so you probably Saturn? Just kidding. Well, those are GM.
Whoa.
Cars, so they're cool. Saturn, actually, they start, they don't make cars anymore, man. They're done. No more Saturn.
Yeah.
So, actually, the automaker told dealers today, the crack, there's a crack in the front propeller shaft, and it could cause the vehicle to lose control. So, if you're driving a Tacoma pickup from 2010 model, you can probably, you might want to turn them in and get them done. It says it can cause the vehicle to lose control. Oh, well, that's another thing for Toyota. Remember that doing the recalls about the one of their floor mats, and they're recalling millions worldwide for that. I thought it was a floor mat. I think it was a gas pedal or something like that. Not the floor mats. I don't know why they blame
it. Yeah.
I don't know. But anyway, those are the news tonight. Dun, 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 dun. What about, let's talk about snow, man. I know you guys are pretty excited about that. I saw you posted some of the pictures online. How much did you guys get? What did you guys get? How much snow? An inch? 2 inches? 3 inches? Winston, how much snow did you guys get?
We got about 10 inches.
10 inches? Wow, 10 inches of snow.
Yeah, Ward, I'm not kidding. I've actually got a ruler and went out there.
It's a lot. Are you cold right now?
No, I'm inside.
No?
It's about 75 degrees in here.
75 degrees inside your house?
Yeah, not that cold.
Well, it's about 69 to 71, right now. I got my, thermal, pants and just a shirt. And I'm tucked in.
Yeah, outside it's about 25.
Right. I had to work outside today, though. I mean, not inside, but it felt like it was working outside because it was cold. We didn't have no heater on. And we had a heater on, but, it took forever to heat up the house. I was working outside. We kind of had
it
on. So are you gonna have a show next Tuesday again?
Yeah, I don't know what happened this Thursday. The snow is one thing because I use satellite and DSL, and luckily I can switch to both. But see, we don't get paid. See, we have it on DirecTV. We get we pay how much we use. If we turn it on for a day, we pay for a day. We only have that just in case the power goes out instead of running the computer and all that, just work the TV and the satellite. And, there you go. We got the internet with a computer instead of using all the outlets on the thing. I was kind of smart thinking. But, maybe we don't need it a lot of times, but most when it'll come in handy one of these days. The electricity went out for a little while, and I just didn't, Dad didn't feel like to go get the generator out, so we just kind of went to bed. Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome. Hey, you're not a big UFO aliens, fan.
Not really, no. I mean,
I'm interested in it.
I'm not saying that I'm not interested, but I'm not like a big freak about it,
Right. But get this, man. The SETI, the SETI Institute, is actually, you know, if you want to help find aliens or other life beyond this Earth, whatever, now you can. You know, if you think you can go to their site. You know, there's a website for that, and I'm going to give you that in a minute. And I think, SETI, okay, SETI.org. You know, you can you can set up your own profile or whatever, and it can
pick
you up. SETI. SETI.
Yes, yeah, because I have ADHD, so bad.
S is in Sam, S is in Salami, S is in, you know, ETI.
.com? .org.
.org.
Mm, let's try that.
Yeah.
SETI.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is it SETI.org?
Org.
Okay, I see it now. The mission of SETI Institute to explore and understand the explain the origins, nature, and perseverance of life in the universe. Yeah, I got that.
Wow. Wow, that's meat right there. So if you're like a UFO, you know you like, you know, that stuff like that. I mean, this is. You go on a website, man. Just going on our website is pretty cool thing. I mean, I'm not gonna waste my time just going there, but maybe one of these days. What about you, Don?
One of these days.
To that site. Yeah, one of these days. What about you, Don? You're going to our website, and maybe you can, you know, help them find aliens or other life, or not other life, but
yeah,
whatever. Yeah.
Well, Jesus says that don't worry about what's out there. So I don't think I gotta worry about it. You know, I believe God created. You know, so far we can go and no further. And saying if there's aliens out there, He's God of those people or aliens too. And so we don't really need to worry about them coming here because God set rules for them too. I believe. So that's what I believe. So. My husband thinks it's a waste of time. Probably wouldn't be going to that website, so. Because I got other things I need to invest my time in, you know?
Right. Like your kids.
Yeah.
Like the kids and, you know, business and stuff like that. Well,
right.
First of all, the Lord, and then the kids, you know, family and business, so. God's
going to,
you know,
refile
first.
Right. And I think, you know, I mean, if they find something, let's say they find life in Mars, I mean, that's nothing really going to, you know, that's within our backyard. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's ridiculous.
Yeah. And I think, I mean, there's an actual, like, life form in Mars. What a thing, like, I mean, that would not discredit. Well, not discredit, you know, God.
Yeah.
I mean, that doesn't. I don't. You know. But anyway, so it's fun. I mean, it's that thing. It's fun to find something out there. You know, beyond the universe or beyond here. But I think, yeah. I mean, if you are, let's say, you know, if you have nothing to do, and you want to pursue that, go for it. I think God gave us a limitation. Go for it. I think God. My opinion is God, you know, gave us limitation. I don't think God would want us to do that. But that's just my opinion. Don't hate me for it. But you know, you're entitled to your opinion, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. Now, what I was gonna do? Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day. You got a date set yet, Winston? You do. Wow.
No. I don't know. I'm just kind of going there. Kind of like, yeah. No, not really.
Okay. Not really.
Yeah.
So you don't have anything yet now. Well, you better get going, man, because it's getting there. What is it? Today's the 12th. 2 days, man. You got 2 days. It's
yeah, Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Yeah, there's a commercial. Well, I don't think it aired on TV, but I found one on YouTube. It's about K Jewelers. You know how they're big in the sales during Valentine's Day and during Christmas, and it showed this man and this woman, and he bought her a K Jewels, and he's I can't remember what it says. Just go on YouTube and look up K Jewelers commercial parody. Pretty sure you'll find it. But the woman says, he like buys her this necklace or a ring. I think it was a necklace. And it was a nice necklace. And she said, "That's a cheap way to get me." And she's like, walks out, and she's like slapping. She slaps him and walks out, and the man's crying. And like, you know how it says, every kiss begins with K? It says, every divorce begins with K.
That is awesome.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, the sad part about that is, you know, there are other people, you know, I'm not, you know, saying that all of them, but, you know, other people that believe in divorce, I think, they're having a divorce party now. You know that? You know, they said, you know, they divorce, and, you know, they have this. They can make a cake for you. They can throw a party for you. So, yeah, that is just love stinks, man. Love stinks. But speaking of love stinks, you hear about this farmer? You know, created a Valentine heart thing out of cow manure.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
It's like, that's a redneck for you.
Well, this happens in Minnesota, so not too far from us.
Oh, wow. We have rednecks in Minnesota.
Yeah. Albert Lea, Minnesota. And it says, a heart with a, like a Cupid heart with an arrow and all that stuff. And it actually says, I love you. It doesn't say I love you. It just says, nothing says I love you like a half mile wide heart made of manure.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah. Wow. This is in southern Minnesota. He made it, created for a Valentine's gift for his wife. Been married for 37 years. And the guy's name's Bruce. What would they say the guy named Bruce would make a heart out of manure, cow manure? That's just and the wife's name's Beth, and says it's the biggest and the most original or unique, what you call it, Valentine's gift that she ever had, she ever received. She said some people might think it's gross. Well, yeah, but she thinks it's cute. And she said, why not do something fun with what you got? So apparently they have lots of cow manure in Minnesota that they can, dispense or, make something out of, But I am.
Is this all they can afford? Wow.
I am proud of them for making that, getting the word out. Love stinks. Make something out of what you got, and quit complaining.
Literally, love stinks.
Literally,
you okay,
yeah.
Baby?
So, what is the most things you ever done to a girl, or you've heard, or heard any stories that wild and wacky for Valentine's? Let's start with you, Winston.
Guy goes on. Listen, this is literally the truth. Happened about 3 years ago. I read it, and it's up on the news now. But it happened about 3 years ago. Guy drives off and breaks his wife new 2008 Ford, and runs into a tree, came back, and says, honey, you want a new car? But see, he didn't right away say that. He let her go around, where's my car at? Later that night, she found the news 2008 Ford F-150 has driven off the road and hit a pine tree. No one was seriously injured, and she like stopped right there and like literally. And it was weird though. It was weird because what happened? They divorced. He didn't get an opportunity to. He didn't actually get an opportunity to. Say, oh, I got you a new car. I got you a new 2010. Mercedes or whatever to call it.
Right, man. That is awful.
What
sucks. Have you done? Hello, Don. You there?
Hello.
But anyway, yeah. Hello. Are you there? But anyway, I didn't check that. But she's fell off and she's not there anymore. But yeah, I've heard a lot of stuff like that. I know things like individual, I think, bought a car for his wife, I believe. That's a little, wacky for me, on Valentine's Day, but I don't know. That's it. And this dude making,
yeah,
heart shape out of cow poop. That's weird. But not to them, though. It might be weird for us, but not to them, because they are from Minnesota. But anyway,
crazy.
Yeah. What's new with the Haiti?
I haven't been following up too much on that. That's really kind of a thing. I've been looked up. I've heard some things here and there, but it's not like it used to be.
Actually, there's a tension now, tension among the Haiti's people, those religious, between actually the Christians and voodoo leaders.
Yeah. Go ahead.
They're actually, they put their differences aside for a moment, and they joined hands, and they under the canopy of that's what they ought to
really
do.
Nice.
They ought to pray to God who created heaven and earth, not to a chicken that died 20 years ago, or a two-headed snake or a fat guy. And unfortunately, a lot of people were saying that Haiti's full of voodoo's rituals and other weird religions and everything like that. Disregarding the fact that actually Christians, and Catholics and all that, that's more that race and population. Catholic or Christians, Christians, and it's what they see in the news. Yeah, Haiti's, a lot of voodoos out there, and they say that's not so. They have to do their, but they're quick to judge. There's actually there's Baptists there, Catholics, Jehovah's Witnesses.
Yeah.
There. Unfortunately, Scientologists there too. Mormons and other missionaries actually have gone went to the Haiti to help out. Feeding the homeless, even atheistic, beliefs.
Yeah.
They go there. This is the guy to talk about the atheism 3.0. Speaking of that, I still need to read that book, because they sent me the book about the atheism 3.0, and that dude is supposed to come to the show and talk about that book. So as soon as we set that up, man, I'm going to let you know so we can maybe have him, questions. So that is,
we'll get some
I
guess you would say some I don't know how you would say this, but some variations to the show. I don't know, various topics, because usually we're on the
he believes that religion should be he kind of differs from Hitchens. beliefs. Kind of Hitchens and them, they believe that religion's a poison, you know, that always poisons everything, you know. This guy that wrote the book, Atheism 3.0, believes that religion should, it has a great impact to our human society because of the values, you know, of what things we do. Now, he believes that should be, but he also discredits, you know, the God. He does not believe that, that there's God or anything out there. But I agree with him that, you know, that's what the religions and all that can bring. But also, you have to, you know, acknowledge God. You know what I mean?
Totally.
All right, let's pretend I'm the guy, and you want to ask me questions. What do you want to ask me? What do you want to ask me, Winston? 3.0, isn't that it? But anyway, I'm looking at the right now. Yeah, Atheism 3.0 finds a little more room for religion, according to that. The guy says, I don't know if anybody's going to be able to convince me that God exists, but they can convince me that religion has intrinsic value. The old atheists said there was no God. The so-called new atheist also said there's no God, and they were vocally vicious about it. Now the new atheist called Atheism 3.0 says there is still no God, but maybe religion isn't all that bad.
Okay.
Oh my
goodness. They can't keep themselves many times in that.
Right. Mm-hmm. We all know Christopher Hitchens, Richard Dawkins, Sam Harris, and all of them the famous atheists, yeah. They're selling books after books and after books and just rejecting God. So, I mean, it's...
I think they actually make more money than Christian writers. You know what? I think they do. The atheist writers make more money, and that's not a good thing. Because that means we have more atheists than Christians, of course.
I forgot to play some songs, but anyway, we keep going.
Yeah.
They're going to say that, we can all have this, and, you know, you don't have to believe in God. That's a plain, that is not new under the sun. You know what I mean? That's... Working the devil. Oh my goodness! But anyway, we'll have him on, and we can ask him questions, and I'm sure that he's a nice guy, and we can all have fun talking about God.
Well, Fernando.
Like that, so.
And the way I look at it, sometimes I just wish we can literally beat the hell out of some people. Literally beat the hell out of some people. We'll go to jail for that. And and I don't mean it's a bad word. I mean that literally.
Right.
But, it doesn't work like that. So, yeah.
Well, you can't really, like I said, if you do that, if you fall into that trap, they win. You know what I mean? Anyway.
Yeah.
The dude, what do you call that? George Lugers, the guy that died in Vancouver practicing,
I've never heard of this. What did it happen?
What do you call that? The death of Nodar. Oh, wait a minute. That's not his name. His name is actually Nodar Komaritovisli. Hey, let me read on. Because I thought it was something else. I don't know. The death of Nodar Komaritovisli of Republic of Georgia. Oh, okay. Georgia. is from Republican.
Yeah.
Georgia. He's not an American or anything, but well, you know, I'm not saying that because I'm saying that, you know, it's not an American. I'm saying that, you know, it's a, you know, we pray for you know, we're still gonna be praying for his relatives and all that who was affected by this, but he's a 21-year-old. That is tragic, tragic that, man. That's just the worst thing, is, you know. You know, it's all the
yeah.
dreams that go to the Olympics and all this, you know. And that kind of show you that, you know, God's in control, you know what I mean? I'm not saying God did this, but I'm saying it's like nothing is this matter, you know, the glory, the fame. It's, you know, when you die, you die. You know, you face the Creator. But anyway, there's all, speaking of dead or death, there's a three dead in shooting in the University of Alabama, Huntsville, Alabama. You heard about this?
I've heard nothing about this.
No, this is just today. We'd be sleeping all day.
Oh, well. I haven't heard nothing about it. Share with me.
Three dead in shooting at the University of Alabama, Huntsville.
Wow. Huntsville where?
Huntsville, Alabama.
Alabama, okay. I know the place you're talking about. I don't know what,
well,
I've never heard this story before. Because I've heard of Alabama.
Yeah, I mean, that's why a woman opened fire during the meeting and you know, teaching the staff in the University of Alabama, killing three faculty members and wounding three others. So there's like three wounded and three, you know, death.
Yeah.
You say, what is this going on here? I don't know, what is it? What's the motive or anything like that yet? Yeah, it's still under investigation. And the shooter is actually...
Yeah, Fernando, do not say the word Super Bowl, please. I forgot about telling you that. Do not say the word Super Bowl. Do not say Super Bowl, please. My goodness.
Oh,
they
man,
will...
You can't say Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Can't say Super Bowl.
Oh yeah!
Anymore.
Ooh yeah!
Can't say Super Bowl.
Bleep that out.
Oh man, I'll do that. Can't say. Don't say.
Yeah.
Anyway, did you watch it though? Did you watch the you know that that insane thing? You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just looking through in here. But anyway, we have, what is it, about 40, it's 45 minutes.
Yep, and I have to go.
You have to go, and I will go ahead and play some music real quick, and I'll be back. thanks, Winston, for stopping by. That was Winston. Well, you know.
Yeah, I'm Winston.
Time. Winston Paul, Winston Pitt.
Yeah.
I would say Palmer. I don't know why.
Yeah.
You can find him on blogtalkradio.com, talktime/talktime, or is it talk?
Whatever. It's talktime. Yeah, I think it's blogtalkradio. Yeah, it's confusing at times. I get confused sometimes, too, with my own calling number.
Find him on Facebook, actually. Just type in Winston Pitts. You're going to be able to hear. You're going to be able to... find him. So let's say goodbye to Winston. Goodbye. Goodbye, Winston.
Yes,
goodbye.
Goodbye.
Jack Turkey would say about that.
Gobble. Gobble.
Later. Yeah. Oh, goodness.
Okay.
I'll see y'all later. Goodbye.
I'll see you later. We're going to play some music here. It's 46 minutes into the hour. This is Fernando. You're listening to Fernando Poniente Show. We're going to play The Holy Man by Soapbox Project. So Holy Man actually... Derek Ramirez was at my show, was at the Fernando Poniente Show way back, but last year. They're going to play that Soapbox Project. We'll be right back.
Holy, holy,
Yo, this is Rob. You're listening to my boy Fernando's show. Hell of a show. Y'all should be paying attention. Peace out.
Hi, this is Tim from ChickDad.com, and you're listening to the Fernando Poniatti Show.
This is Ken Pettigrew, host of the Ken Pettigrew Show. You want to know what pisses me off? Too much government, too much taxes, and not enough rights. Come check out my show, the Ken Pettigrew Show, at blogtalkradio.com/Ken-Pettigrew. Live Tuesdays and Thursdays, 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Your voice is a weapon. Come pull the trigger with Ken Pettigrew at blogtalkradio.com.
Hey,
what do you know? I'm almost running out of time here. Almost out of time. I'm going to throw this in real quick. John Mayer is the best. I mean, there's just a lot of things going on about here. But, just, you know, I've got to speed it up here. John Mayer, remember, you know, he was like Twitter debacle about, you know, that he's been on the Playboy interview and all that. He's been talking about, like, you know, bad-mouthing about ladies and stuff like that. Even using the N-word. Ooh, that is right. You can just Twitter that. I mean, Google that and see what he said and everything like that. John Mayer is a singer, actually. He's, you know, he sings his guitars and plays guitars and all that stuff. But, you know, I mean, I know, but most people, you know, especially, you know, us, you and I, you know, listening here, you know, we're watching people, you know, especially rich people, talking themselves into a hole. I mean, isn't, you know, it's not really tragic. No, it's not an outrage, and it's not a cause for concern. I mean, it's fun. It's entertaining. So, and a confirmation, actually, they're saying that the, what's his name? Yeah, John Mayer is actually, you know, has already posted an apology, and actually on Twitter, you know, related to that Playboy interview and all that. So I didn't read it, but I was just reading this. And, you know, apologies, and, you know, he did that, and actually, and he said he quit the media game. You know, he's out, he's done, he's never going to do that again, and yada, 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 and all that. And then, he's actually being serious, I guess. I mean, he hasn't been, you know, his Twitter account is actually hasn't been, you know, posted, or he hasn't posted anything in his Twitter account for the last 2 days now. So I guess we're going to have to move on and quit. You know, just, you know, you start wondering, hey, what's the Ocho Cinco doing nowadays? And maybe he's posting something on the Twitter. I'll check it out. But anyway, that's what happened. Don, what do you got there? What do you have? Are you there? No, now you know who's the 224.
I'm here. I'm here.
You're there. Okay. What's up? We got about 2 minutes, what's new?
Some stuff new. I'm so thankful Lord Jesus Christ helped us to be able to get our computer fixed. We were missing, our cord was missing a part because it broke, and now it just came yesterday. So I am thankful for that, because it's kind of like you can do the business I have, you know, can be dealt without a computer, but having a computer makes it nice so I don't have to go out of the house to the library and things like that to use the computer. So mm-hmm. It's pretty nice. And then also we're looking to go to a training a couple weeks to meet up with some guy that's in charge. He's kind of like trying to head up the market Philippines that's going to be opening. I think that, not 100% sure, but I heard this March is when it's supposed to be opening, sometime between March and June, Market Philippines. So some exciting things going on. So growing our business here in Illinois, but we can service people throughout the country of the U.S. because we have website shoppingsuperhighway.com. So those things are what's going on, you know, just trying to help people, and, you know, whether it's financially, help them with what maybe business opportunity if they're looking for that, or products, you know, because there's people need help. You know, so that's
right.
Where I've been trying to help. But also, you know, if you're a customer, we're willing to help you out in other ways too, spiritually, if you need like guidance and things like that. You know, so, you know, nice
mm-hmm.
way to be able to build relationships with people, like friendships and things like
right.
that.
All right. Any feature products for today? What do you have to talk about the product today?
The feature product is the heart health, as many people have seen around, that like actually they're saying like for women's health to wear red and things like that. However, actually February began like at least a year or two, maybe even more ago, with actually it's heart health month. So I would say omega-3 fatty fish oils. It helps with blood pressure, cholesterol, helps with depression. So those people that are lacking the sun, I've been thinking about people in Alaska lately, how they lack the sun for 6 months straight. So, you know, definitely you want to get some kind of like heart health going on so that you can stabilize, you know, kind of clean out your body. It's like not clean out, but, you know, kind of
mm-hmm.
help maintain heart health, you know. So that's, otherwise we do have a heart health system, which has like Lipitrim, which like I think a medicine is compared to, it's natural of like for your cholesterol. So the heart health is the whole line. That's what
all right.
The future products are.
Products. Heart health, you can get that at shopinforhighway.com. Ways you can earn cash rewards shopping. Hey, this is Fernando on the Fernando Poniendo Show. I'm signing off. It's Friday. Catch me Monday, please, 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. Monday's Central Standard Time. Catch me on here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm signing off. Once again, thanks a lot, and good night. Bless.